This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. That's a move expected to free up additional funding and tools to fight the disease. The declaration comes as the tally of cases crossed 6,600 in the United States on Wednesday, almost all of those cases among men who have sex with men. At a briefing, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra urged all Americans seriously. At the same briefing, the director for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky, said the declaration will also help improve the availability of monkeypox data. The World Health Organization has also designated monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. That's its highest level of alert. The Taliban government claims they didn't know about the top al-Qaeda leader living in their capital. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan's Commission for Cultural Affairs had issued a statement condemning Sunday's drone attack on a residential home in Kabul. Today, the Taliban said they are investigating what they described as claims that al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed. In a statement, the group says that it has no knowledge of al-Zawahiri's arrival and residence in Afghanistan. The Taliban had promised in the 2020 Doha agreement that they would not harbor al-Qaeda members or those seeking to attack the U.S., but U.S. officials say the home belonged to Interior Minister Ajuddin Haqqani, the deputy head of the Taliban, who heads the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group that's been fighting in the country since at least the Soviet invasion in 1979. Jennifer King, Washington.
A Russian judge on Thursday convicted U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner of deliberately bringing hashish oil into the country and sentenced her to 9 years in prison. Griner maintained she had no intention of committing a crime. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi recently concluded a visit to Taiwan. It was the highest-level U.S. visit to the island in 25 years. Meanwhile, China's military on Thursday encircled Taiwan with 4 days of provocative live-fire military drills in 7 areas surrounding the self-ruled island. The Chinese military activity appears to intended to intimidate Taiwan in the wake of Pelosi's visit. Pelosi was in Seoul Thursday as part of her fourth stop on her Asian trip. The two sides vowed to support efforts to maintain a strong deterrence against North Korea and achieve its denuclearization. The U.S. Justice Department has charged 4 Louisville police officers with civil rights violations linked to their involvement in a police raid that killed a young black medical worker in 2020. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday announced the federal charges. 26-year-old Breonna Taylor was shot to death by Louisville officers who had knocked down her door while executing a search warrant in March of 2020. Taylor's boyfriend fired a shot that hit one of the officers as they came through the door. They returned fire, striking Taylor multiple times. One of the officers present was acquitted on state charges of wanton endangerment earlier this year. The Sri Lankan team has asked its athletes and officials at the Commonwealth Games to turn in their passports after 3 members have gone missing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The nation, which is experiencing a major economic crisis, has confirmed a wrestler, a judoka and a judo coach have disappeared from one of the Games villages housing athletes and officials. And now police are investigating their absence. At the 2018 Games on Australia's Gold Coast, almost one-third of the Cameroon team went missing after the event. And Rwanda's weightlifting coach also fled during a toilet break at the host stadium. Charles de Ledesma, London.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the Western Military Alliance has the joint tasks about supporting Ukraine in its fight against a Russian invasion and to prevent the conflict from spreading into a war between Russia and NATO. Speaking to a summer camp in his native Norway, Stoltenberg said NATO has a moral responsibility to support Ukraine and the Ukrainian people who've been subjected to what he called a war of aggression. So Stoltenberg said the world will be a more dangerous place if Russian President Vladimir Putin gets what he wants through the use of military force. And the United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency, a move expected to free up additional funding to fight the disease. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.